Unit 13.
Odd. 1. 1, 3, 5 are odd numbers. 2. It is odd that I cannot remember Mary's address. 3. Do you know you're wearing an odd pair of stockings? 4. He sometimes does odd jobs around the estate. 5. Everybody gets 2 hamburgers and I get the odd one. 6. They first met 20-odd years ago.
Odds. 1. The odds are 10-1 against your winning. 2. It makes no odds whether she comes or not.
Odor. Get rid of unpleasant household odor with new Fleur.
Offence. 1. They were arrested for drug offences. 2. One cannot hear such a remark without offence. 3. That dirty old house is an offence to everyone who lives in the street.
Offend. 1. She was afraid of offending anyone. 2. This new process offends every known natural law. 3. The smell offended him.
Offensive. 1. I found her remarks deeply offensive. 2. The advertisements were offensive to women. 3. The troops took up offensive positions. He was still on the offensive against the sponsors.
Offer. 1. Television has begun to offer selected programs from some foreign countries. 2. John offered an embarrassed, almost hurt expression.
Offset. Offset. Offsetting. Henry has to offset his small salary by living economically. 1. In basketball, his speed and cleverness were an offset to his small size. 2. This disease is characterized by sudden onset and sudden offset.
Offspring. Offsprings. 1. Every one of his offspring had red hair like his own. 2. The atomic bomb is the offspring of 20th century physics.
Omission. The student's omission from the honor roll was an oversight.
Omit. Omitted. Omitting. 1. Minor points may be omitted. 2. Don't omit to lock the door.
Opaque. 1. A brick wall is opaque. 2. I can't understand the opaque piece of prose.
Optimism. We look to the future with optimism.
Optimistic. Foreign bankers are cautiously optimistic about the country's economic future.
Optimize. The company is seeking to optimize its use of financial resources by introducing performance-related pay.
Optimum. 1. They are not functioning at their optimum. 2. The greenhouse provides the optimum in which the organism lives most effectively. Make sure the fridge is kept at the optimum temperature.
Option. 1. It is your option to take it or leave it. 2. There are many options in our university.
Optional. Purchase of tickets is purely optional.
Orient. The Orient. In the markets, I breathe the smells of the Orient. Orient. 1. The freshman took a while to orient himself. 2. He oriented himself by finding a familiar landscape. 3. Education was oriented to theory and distant facts.
Orientation. 1. The instrument is used for orientation in space. 2. The winding trail caused the hikers to lose their orientation. 3. I needed some orientation at this stage.
Origin. 1. This spring is the origin of the brook. 2. His origins were humble.
Original. 1. The original plans were changed. 2. The inventor had an original mind. The original. See that the copy exactly corresponds with the original.
Originate. 1. Her book originated from a short story. 2. The use of steam originated many other reforms. 3. He is credited with originating a new printing process.
Ornament. 1. We bought ornaments for the Christmas tree. 2. He is an ornament to his country. Ornament. 1. They ornamented the hall with paintings. 2. His son could have ornamented the firm.
Ornamental. These buttons are only ornamental.
Orthodox. 1. He's a fairly orthodox socialist. 2. Bob is a very orthodox young man.
Other. I've got other things to think about. One stayed and the other went away. None other than. It's none other than the manager himself. Other than. The truth is quite other than what you think. There's nobody here other than me.
Otherwise. 1. I think it will rain this afternoon, but my brother thinks otherwise. 2. He is a little obstinate, but he is otherwise quite suitable for the post. 3. He reminded me of what I should otherwise have forgotten. Go home, otherwise our mother will worry.
Outfit. 1. He has a mountain climber's outfit. 2. The outfit of the exploring party took only a month. Outfitted. Outfitting. The room was outfitted as an office.
Outing. We're going for an outing this weekend. He bought an outing dress.
Outlet. 1. The railway is the only outlet to the sea. 2. The child needs an outlet for all the energy.
Outline. 1. He saw the outline of a house against the sky. 2. I'd like to see the proposal. He listened as I outlined my reasons.
Outlook. 1. My whole outlook on life has changed. 2. The economic outlook is bright. 3. The outlook from the top of the mountain is breathtaking.
Outset. It was clear right from the outset that there were going to be problems.
Outskirt. 1. They live on the outskirts of Paris. 2. They were on the outskirts of civilization.
Overflow. 1. Every spring, the river overflows. 2. The bathtub is overflowing. Who left the water running? 3. He overflowed with learning.
Overhaul. 1. The doctors overhauled Mary and found her pretty sound. 2. The old system of education should be overhauled. 1. He had an overhaul and was treated for heart trouble. 2. The system is in need of radical overhaul.
Overhear. Overheard. I wouldn't like to be overheard.
Overlap. Overlapped. Overlapping. 1. The shingles overlap. 2. History and politics overlap and should be studied together. Overlap. The overlap between the two subjects is considerable.
Overlook. 1. They overlooked the enormous risks involved. 2. Mother overlooked her little son's fault. 3. Our garden is overlooked from the neighbor's balcony.
Overnight. Great paintings aren't created overnight. The show was an overnight success on Broadway.
Overpass. An expressway overpass will be built here next year. Overpass. Overpassed. Overpassed. A good deed will never be overpassed.
Overseas. He has never been overseas. He teaches overseas students.
Overtake. Overtook. Overtaken. 1. He ran out of the door to overtake her. 2. Utter weariness overtook me an hour later.
Overthrow. Overthrew. Overthrown. Rebels plotted to overthrow the government. 2. The city was overthrown by the earthquake. 3. Laws are openly violated. Standards of behavior are overthrown.
Overtime. A miner could earn $250 a week, including overtime pay. They are paid overtime.
Overturn. 1. His car crashed into a clump of trees and overturned. 2. The decision was finally overturned by the Supreme Court last year.
Overview. The professors often give an overview of the subject at the start of the lecture.
Overwhelm. 1. He took 45% of the ballots and overwhelmed his two main rivals. 2. He overwhelmed me with a torrent of abuse.
Overwhelming. The temptation was overwhelming.
1. Most of the country's external debt is owed to private banks. 2. We owe our parents a lot. 3. She owes her success to hard work. 4. I owe him a letter.
Owing. There's still over $100 owing to the bank.
Pace. 1. He took 3 paces forward. 2. They've run the first mile in under 6 minutes. Can they keep up this pace? 3. He set out at a jaunty pace. He paced slowly around the room.
Pack. 1. The climber carried some food in a pack on his back. 2. They are a pack of fools. 3. William is a man with packs of courage. 1. I forgot to pack my razor. 2. We were packed tight in the bus.
Package. 1. Can you deliver a large package of books? 2. Your hotel suite, transportation, and taxi fares were paid for in the package.
Packet. 1. He bought a packet of cigarettes. 2. That car cost me a packet.
Pad. 1. A batsman at cricket always wears pads on his legs. 2. I need a telephone pad. Padded. Padding. 1. The steering wheel is padded with real leather. 2. The accountant padded an expense account. 1. A batsman at cricket always wears pads on his legs.
Pain. 1. The death of her father caused her much pain. 2. Pains. He lavished enormous pains on the choice of every word.
Painful. My boots are still painful.
Painstaking. She is not very clever, but she is painstaking.
Panic. 1. I looked at my father in panic. 2. Any time will do. There's no panic. Panicked. Panicking. The crowd panicked at the sound of the guns.
Panorama. 1. A vast panorama of the valley lies before us. 2. The program is a panorama of the week's events.
Pant. 1. He panted along beside the bicycle. 2. He was panting for a chance to speak. He was so exhausted that his breathing was only a series of quick pants.
Parade. 1. When the war was over, there was a parade in London. 2. He chose an assistant from among a parade of applicants. The marchers paraded peacefully through the centre of the capital.
Paradox. More haste, less speed is a paradox.
Parallel. 1. The road is parallel to the river. 2. This is a parallel circuit. 3. He was parallel with the beggars. 1. These are two parallels. 2. There are curious parallels between medicine and law. 3. There are such great differences that close parallels cannot be drawn. 4. The place is situated within about 25 miles of the 38th parallel.
Paralyze. 1. A stroke paralyzed half his face. 2. The city was paralyzed by general strikes.
Parasite. 1. Fleas are parasites. 2. He thinks playboys are just parasites.
Partial. 1. A parent should not be partial to any one of his or her children. 2. He's very partial to beans. 3. The patient may only make a partial recovery.
Participant. She was a willing participant in these campaigns. She likes participant sports.
Participate. 1. Participate in. In a modern democracy, people want to participate more fully. 2. Participate in. Participate with. His friends participated with him in his sufferings.
Participation. 1. The success of the festival depended upon the participation of the whole community. 2. His compensation includes participation in the company's benefit.
Particular. 1. He suffered from measles of particular severity. 2. Usually I like dogs, but I don't like this particular one. 3. The doctor has been particular in examining her. 4. He is particular about what he eats. Particulars. Please send me particulars of the examination in English.
Pass. Passed. Passed. 1. I passed her in the street twice last week. 2. He passed every test. 3. He passed important information on the country's rocket forces to foreign intelligence officers. 1. He didn't have a White House press pass. 2. The road wound over a narrow mountain pass. Pass away. He passed away peacefully this morning. 40 years have passed away since they met. Pass by. He passed by just now without stopping to speak. Don't let the opportunity pass by. Pass 4. The painting that used to pass for a Ming product was later proved to be an imitation. Pass off. A few minutes after we started, the fog began to pass off. Pass out. After 3 drinks, the man passed out.
Passion. 1. He hated them with passion. 2. He burst into a passion of sobs. 3. Sports are the passion of the city's masses.
Passionate. 1. He was very passionate in his likes and dislikes. 2. She burst into passionate sobbing.
Passive. 1. His response was passive. 2. She was so enraged that she could no longer remain passive.
Pastime. Golf is his favorite pastime.
Pat. Patted. Patting. She patted a place next to her for me to sit down. He gave the dog a pat.
Patch. 1. He wears a jacket with leather patches on the elbows. 2. The last patches of snow melted on the field. 3. They found a patch of sand on crowded beaches. 1. He got all the fences near the house patched. 2. They patched together a treaty.
Patent. Patents have been running out on these drugs. It's a packet of a patent cement mix. The company has patented many new inventions.
Patron. His portraits did not always please his patron.
Patronage. Dalton the physicist received lavish patronage in his forming years.
Patronize. He patronized the ballet.
Pathetic. The kitten was so tiny and pathetic.
Pattern. 1. This student is a pattern of what a good student should be. 2. The stress pattern may vary with the situation or context. 3. She bought a cotton dress with a flowery pattern. 4. She's fitting into the pattern of life in Alexandria. Pattern on. Pattern upon. Pattern after. I'm going to pattern myself on Tom.
Pave. 1. The streets there are paved with gold. 2. The Supreme Court decision paved the way for further legislation on civil rights.
Pavement. Shoppers hurry along the pavements.
Pay. Paid. 1. I paid 2 yuan for that book. 2. She paid her teacher a visit last week. 3. It doesn't pay you to argue with him. 4. The post paid him remarkably little. 1. I like the work, but the pay's terrible. 2. His thanks were pay enough. Payback. If you lend me 20 yuan, I'll pay it back tomorrow. My husband cheated me, but I'll find some way to pay him back. Pay off. He expects to pay all his debts off shortly.
Payment. 1. When can I expect payment? 2. The radio can be paid for in 10 weekly payments of £10. 2. The radio can be paid for in 10 weekly payments of £2.
Peak. 1. The mountain peak was covered with snow all the year. 2. His career is at its peak now. Autumn is the peak conference season. The jobless rate, now 5.8%, will peak at 8.1% next year.
Peculiar. 1. He has always been a little peculiar. 2. The problem of racism is not peculiar to this country.
Peculiarity. Each city has its own peculiarities, its own history and character.
Peel. 1. Would you peel me an apple, please? 2. Bits of the wall were peeling. Add some grated lemon peel.
Peer. 1. The defendant will be tried by a jury of his peers. 2. As an orator, he had few peers.
Penalize. 1. That type of violation is penalized in all sports. 2. Why should I be penalized just because I'm a woman?
Penalty. 1. You must pay by the 1st of January on penalty of imprisonment. 2. Penalties for overdue books will be strictly enforced.
Penetrate. 1. The nail penetrated the wood at least 2 inches. 2. Not many people managed to penetrate his disguise. 3. It was a long time before scientists could penetrate the mystery of the atom.
Pension. They both have their pensions to live on now that they've retired.
Perceive. 1. He was only able to perceive light and colour. He could not see properly. 2. He may perceive himself a loser. 3. He is perceived as a religious man.
Perception. 1. His perception of the change came in a flash. 2. What are your perceptions of the matter? 3. His perception is very good.
Perfect. 1. The actor was perfect for the part. 2. The photo is a perfect likeness of you. Perfect. 1. It's just a working model. We haven't perfected it yet. 2. She's going to perfect her education next year.
Perfection. 1. Absolute perfection in a dictionary is rare. 2. Perfection is what we strive for constantly in the ballet. 3. The perfection of our plans will take another week.
Perform. 1. The advice service performs a useful function. 2. Chris will be performing in public next week. 3. About one-third of one's time must be spent in sleep if one is to perform effectively.
Performance. 1. They celebrated the successful performance of an activity. 2. His performance in the exams was not very good. 3. This evening's performance will begin at 8 p.m.
Perfume. 1. She loves French perfume. 2. The familiar perfumes of wildflowers filled her nostrils. Perfume. 1. The room is perfumed with the flowers. 2. She perfumed her hair.
Periodical. She bought some periodicals every month. I expect regular periodical reports from you.
Perish. 1. These flowers don't perish in winter. 2. The old religion is perishing. 3. The woodwork of the window frames is perishing.
Permanent. The dead artist's paintings are a permanent reminder of his great talent.
Permeate. 1. A lovely smell permeated the room. 2. Damp and mold can easily permeate the wood. 3. He was permeated with a good deal of Chinese culture.
Perpetual. His wife lived in perpetual fear of his fiery temper.
Perplex. 1. The question perplexed him. 2. Don't perplex the issue.
Perplexity. She looked at us in some perplexity.
Persecute. 1. Members of these sects are ruthlessly persecuted and suppressed. 2. A salesman persecuted me with telephone calls.
Perseverance. By perseverance, the crippled boy learned how to swim.
Persevere. Persevere in. Persevere at. Persevere with. Despite the failure of his early experiments, the scientist persevered in his research.
Personnel. The number of personnel at the company has been increased. 2. She is the head of personnel for the Harbour Authority.
Perspective. 1. Children's drawings often have no perspective. 2. From the top of the hill, you can get a perspective of the entire park. 3. He tends to view most issues from a religious perspective. 4. He wanted to leave the country in order to get some perspective on his troubles.
Pessimistic. I am pessimistic about my chances of getting the job.
Pessimism. 1. The trouble with his pessimism is that it depressed everyone as well. 2. Pessimism is the hallmark of his novels.
Pest. 1. The greenfly is a common garden pest. 2. That child is too much of a pest.
Petition. 1. They wanted me to sign a petition against experiments on animals. 2. She is threatening to file a petition for divorce. 1. They petitioned the government to abolish hanging. 2. The defendant's lawyer petitioned for a new trial.
Phenomenal. 1. The rent shot up a phenomenal 80%. 2. The book is about phenomenal sciences. 3. The world is always phenomenal.
Phenomenon. 1. Magnetic attraction is an interesting phenomenon. 2. Fever and inflammation are phenomena of disease. 3. It's a historical phenomenon. 4. The huge success of her books makes her a remarkable phenomenon of the mid-1970s.